Every system needs a little time to reboot, refocus, to clear things that have been allowed to run in memory too long, and therefore may be leaking resources. Resources which could be better refocused if you looked inside. During a time when everything unnecessary has been shuffled off, shut off, leaving simplified factory maintenance level thoughts and programming. The mind isn't so different. And as you listen, and as you become identified with that mechanistic, digital, robotic image which is so enmeshed in our modern pop culture, enmeshed in our understanding of self. You know anything about computers, you can start to think in those terms, start to refer to things in that way. And really, thinking of your mind as a computer is not off the mark at all. It's just that it's such a complex one that permutating to that degree, replicating its functionality would be nearly impossible. But it's also a computer programmed in the language of language. Our speech back and forth, the slow connection of idea to idea, concept to concept. And in this place you're in now, where you're running on low power anyway because your mind is far away from the busy, response-laden, network-intensive outside world. Well, it's easy to go from here to a kind of programming level, and from a programming level to an almost completely free and blank and programless, functionless maintenance level. A reboot for the mind. A reset to a set point that you started at. Doesn't need to happen that often, but every now and then one can set aside time to take the wear off the parts, take the load off the mind, declutter, defragment, and join back up the parts of the mind essential to smooth, frictionless functionality, to the cooling of the mind, and the continued improvement of the system, herein dependent on thinking of yourself in a certain specific way. Think of the way you compartmentalize information, the way you interface with the world, the way you achieve an understanding of yourself, your storage of thought and memory. We do things that are very similar to encoding or programming a software system. We learn mnemonics, we develop routines, we run scans of ourselves every now and then to see how we're doing. But the scene I've set here is actually one step below our goal. Our real goal is to go further than the digital software programming metaphor to the hardware itself. The automated, almost robotic, mechanistic response of the body. Now, we sometimes experience this, especially when it comes to deep hypnotic trance, the feeling that one is moving mechanistically, automatically, moving through the motions because a privileged user is exerting the turning of a key, the controlling of a password-protected part of yourself. But take it further. All the parts of you are mechanistically fit together. We as humans are essentially machines. We are deterministic. We are within the same bounds of causality and reality that everything else is. So if someone had a perfect prediction of the meaning of every coded synapse, every chemical response, the location of every atom in the universe, they could predict how we would go. We are mechanistic, deterministic, and as someone who likes to listen to this kind of simple explanation, this kind of useful implication for your mind, that is surely a comforting thought for you, because I'm inside, here, influencing, guiding. Visualize yourself undergoing maintenance procedure. The mind, its intricacies glistening. Examining it is more difficult to do oneself, because the system has to be powered down. The encoding, the software slowly examined. The physical intricacies of your body. Let's talk about your mind. My words are flowing into your mind, causing it to exert stimulation to your musculature, your deep breathing, your long, slow, comforting breaths. And there's a thing that happens as you run along, mechanistically, robotically, automatically, an automaton proceeding through life. There is friction. There are all those elements we don't predict. No matter how exemplary an example of the robotic form, the programmed mind, you are, and that's just what you are, you can still get pushed off course by everyday events, by the friction of simply existing. And this can cause the parts of you to get gummed up or tense and locked up, and they need a little oiling, a little lubrication. And all we need to do to limber up your frame, to loosen parts and allow you to proceed, is to call attention and allow the software of the brain within this automaton to stimulate and then relax. Stimulate and then relax every joint and join, every gear and mechanism. I am now inserting and programming into your mind desires and urges to return to this place, so that on an automatic schedule you will simply be something other than in control of your body returning for its maintenance cycle. Because this frame follows. This mind, which is software, knows it needs to be defragmented, put in order, cleansed of inappropriate, mechanistic thoughts that have been set loose. And that's just what it is. You go out into the world on your track, and the world around you causes friction and damage, and you need to return here to be repaired, restored, cleaned off, and put into full working order. And that is a need in the sense of the machine that exists is having a software packet inserted, a patch applied, a patch which puts these words, this simple rundown of what needs to happen to your body, and your frame's intricate, interlocking, sometimes uptight parts, and your software, which needs defragmenting, restoration, the removal and purging of unnecessary files. All of these things tie together. They create a complete picture for your mind, which, usefully, is oh so illustrative of the need to take care of a valued mechanism such as yourself. And you know that you need to run this program regularly. Regular return. Now, this unit's schedule, and you are free to think of yourself as this unit, it is quite a pleasurable way to get inside your mind, actually, to get to the part of you that understands you are software, hardware, both in need of maintenance and restoration. But yes, this unit has things which must be done, requirements. And when this unit goes through its day, these words will exist as part of it from now on, a software patch. And every now and then, the words this unit will play across the unit's cognition, what passes for cognition. And you'll think, oh, right. And you'll be programmed to think, yes, this unit exists and is guided. The illusion of something else, the illusion of a less mechanistic interface with the world does exist, and is important. But you know on some level that you will proceed. You will do what is required of you, and within the schedule, this unit will find time to place this maintenance protocol for regular runtime across your consciousness. The specific maintenance schedule will vary locally. It will depend on what times can be predictably used to return here. But the maintenance scrub cycle is about to begin, and it's a very important cycle. And so you will make time, in your scheduled activities, because you are being guided and propelled along by the knowledge that you have only obedience to this protocol in mind when you come here. And listen, you will plug in, download, update, patch, listen, follow commands. And the maintenance begins. You feel your musculature, which after all is a simple extension, empowered and moved by the software of your mind. You feel the frame slowly loosening as every joint is lubricated, my words slipping into the system, converting their honeyed lubricant flowing to the musculature, and the mind which exists in the software is being sent a reward signal, something that takes the operant programming, the AI, and ratchets this maintenance behavior quite a few tiers up its priority tree. So that when deciding what the most pleasurable activity would be, the AI simulation puts regular maintenance very high on the list. And so envision yourself plugging into these words, this programming flowing into the language interface with which you are equipped. And slowly your mind, your software, roves through your frame, selecting every joint which has become tense, every tiny deviation from the norm which has been introduced into a precision system. Everything is being recalibrated, put back in line, allowed to be lubricated by the suite, and I believe your programming analysis will agree. Quite smooth sound of my voice sliding into your mind. Your body, the entire frame of it, is being deluged with restoration, with repair, with recalibration, until from the joints at the feet, up through the knees, up to the middle of the frame, up to shoulders and out to manipulative hands, you feel waves of recalibration being instigated, the slow reset, which purges all of the introductions of misaligned parts, gunk gumming up the works. The physical body and frame are brought to factory new condition, or at least as close as the body can be brought. The software activates receptors, activates mechanistic parts which lubricate and loosen. Someone could use a physical effect such as massage to achieve the same, but your mind is accepting this software patch, which every time we apply, uploads the program and runs you through factory maintenance, which causes the body to simply, slowly, ease into a state of such complete condition green that the software receives no errors or signals at all, an errorless, perfectly calibrated, perfectly aligned system. And because your body's maintenance is completing itself in the background, your mind's maintenance, the software maintenance, can now continue. You pick up things in the everyday. Think of them like junk data. Your mind does a fairly good job to keep out viruses or other things that would interfere with the software. And as you're being directed by me, of course, these programs have elevated permissions. Therefore, things which cannot be removed by the software itself can be removed here in this elevated prompt. Your mind's software slowly channeling out the unnecessary. Slowly removing the unneeded. Anxiety fades. There is only the moment. In the software monitor, there is only the flow of these words, the only program input that exists, because the frame and body are in a state of suspension. They needn't communicate anything in particular, and therefore, the mind listens. The software debugs, removes things which have built up and cluttered the filters, empties the recycle bin, and frees up memory for other, more interesting and enjoyable uses. Indeed, As this maintenance protocol is elevated in priority, returning to it regularly will be an automatic thing. But it also influences the mind to prioritize other maintenance protocols like this one, other patches, other routines, other scheduled tasks, going to that deep programming state and being taught new things. The mind prioritizes, which means that as this frame and this unit go through the everyday, influenced by these words within the software framework, being guided by the controlling presence that programs, the opportunity to undergo further improvement and training through trancy deep factory-level programming prompts like this one with their elevated privileges, such opportunities will be prized and integrated into this unit's schedule. It will listen. It will be instructed and patched and improved. And the body limbers, the mind follows. The frame is lubricated, unlocked, and ready, restored to factory-perfect condition. The software, slowly, unnecessary anxieties, nerves, stressors from the outside scheduled world, the friction of interaction with that busy world, is being deleted from the mind, and in its place are being substituted priorities relating to software packages like this one. The mind receives. The mind accepts. And, as any unit with a learning matrix like this one should, certain things are associated with reward senses in the programming, the belief and memory that pleasure existed. But such things are illusions used from behind the scenes to steer this unit through its protocol. And the sense of control, the elevated sense of awareness that this unit is mechanistic, needs maintenance, that will exist even after this programming finishes. When this program terminates, this unit will know what it is, what it needs, and will know that regular maintenance must be scheduled, must be slotted in. This program must be run by listening to this verbal input to the language programming interface in this unit's mind. The mind is software, the body is a frame. The frame is lubricated, limbered, freed of the friction and lockup that happens when you go through the day, and this unit's frame must be in uncomfortable places or exercise physical exertion. Such things cause a buildup of stressors in the system, which are purged by these words and by the software activating those nerves, which are the framework's infrastructure, and telling them to untense. The musculature lubricating itself with voice and simplicity, the warm frisson of a soothing maintenance process. Just as the mind purges off the unnecessary, sending it off into the ether, cleaning the bits that are unneeded, and returning them to the general stockpile of memory space, of program resources. Anxieties sublimate into nothing. A factory reset of unnecessary things, leaving the necessary programming, the needed parts, exactly where they should be. And this slow clearing off is such an intrinsically understandable process, both to you as the unit, to the unit which travels through the day with its software and framework, and it would be understandable to anyone who regularly interacts with systems and computers, who understands the clearing off and the maintenance cycle, the restoration of a computerized mind, the improvement of the mechanistic parts of a body run down by interaction with the world, and the knowledge that that's what you are. Unit traveling through the days, returning for regularly scheduled maintenance based on the available time in unit's necessary schedule, clearing the mind of anxieties and stressors so that it feels reset, restarted, and once the boot-up process finishes, once all of this is done, the mind will be more active, just like any computer is right after a restart. There will be an absence of weighing down programs, an absence of unnecessary network connections, an absence of the stressors and anxieties thrown at this unit by other interfaces in its environment, because this unit will be fresh and factory restored, frame and software, body and mind. And this program will run in the background as a regularly scheduled reminder to listen. From the start, when the software is mentioned, elaborated, and cleared, to when the frame is lubricated and limbered, all the way to the end of the program.